You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with Dave McCafferty. Dave is my man when I need roofing, when I need contracting, when I need a weather-created problem solved. Well, Dave knows who to call. Dave, lean into the mic and tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out there in South Florida today.
Well, obviously, we had a very tough hurricane come through on Sunday. It's not as devastating as we thought it was, but
thanks God.
Yeah, we were blessed a little bit. You know, it hit over on the West Coast, but there is damage out there. And the first thing you need to do is protect your property, protect your asset. And with that, you are entitled to secure your building and make sure that it's watertight. You do not have to wait for your insurance company. You don't have to wait for your adjuster. You can go ahead and start the process to do what they call emergency temporary repairs to assure the asset of your home is integrity.
Now, when I filed my insurance claim, when I notified them that I was going to file, different.
Right.
I notified them. They said, do you have a contract or have you spent any money? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Keep your receipts.
Absolutely. Keep a record of everything you do on that. You definitely want to keep track of all the receipts and expenses that you incurred during the loss of the process.
So then, Dave, we all know that whenever it rains, we find out all about our roofs. Well, it rained a lot. And people are, you know, they showed up at my house. They had boatloads of guys. I don't know where the heck they're coming from. So if somebody's one of your customers, what does that mean to them?
In what aspect? That we have the availability to show up and take care of the business and the problems that occur. And we've been out there since Monday morning.
Got a sunburn there, Dave.
Yeah, and it's not from laying on the beach. It's walking on a lot of roofs. Also, Jim, I forgot to give you your gift that
one of those? Oh, my God. I swear to God, that was the best thing about the hurricane.
This was the famous Biscayne roofing lighter.
Oh, no, it saves your butt. It's like it turns into a lamp. It's like
Remember, you got to take that little piece of paper out on the top. Remember we had that discussion before?
Yeah, well, you know me. I ain't the brightest tool in the kit, but it does clip on. It's absolutely fabulous. I did throw three out before you taught me the trick. Now, Dave, so somebody went out of town. They came back. Their business is there. It's not up and running. They don't have a contract with somebody to fix their roof. What do they do?
They call Biscayne Roofing at 888-440-7663. And that's 7663 is roof. So it's 888-440-ROOF. Again, 7663.
Even a guy like you can remember that, although it was a little tough for you. I had to watch that. It was pretty painful to watch.
Well, yeah, you had to give me that little cheat sheet, right, Tim?
Dude, that's why you were swinging a hammer today. Anyway, so, and you have the ability to bring crews. You have crews. You bring people from out of town. How does that work?
We actually had to associate with other companies up and down on the East Coast.
Smart move.
So we had guys set up. We made our calls. We got in touch with our manufacturers. We buy direct. We got tractor trailer loads of material heading to our yard already, and we have material in our yard ready to handle anything that might occur.
Yeah, I mean, I saw guys literally coming into the airport. They had wheelbarrows, Visqueen, and a tool, and that was it. And it sounds like Miami's getting ready to become, after Houston, the capital of the hammer set there.
Yeah, well, after Wilma, we were the blue tarp capital.
Oh, yeah.
In South Florida, when you used to fly in, all you seen was blue tarps.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of blue tarps, also, you got to know your rights as a homeowner or a building owner when you get involved with your insurance companies, because there is a law in the state of Florida that if you incur more than 25% damage to your roof, it must be replaced.
Actually, so, makes sense to you and your neighbors.
Because, at one point during the last hurricane, insurance companies were coming out and saying they could match the tile, they could, repair the roof, but
cost saving to the detriment of everybody.
Right. And then, what you do have is the one nice thing about Florida building codes, we're very strict on our roofing. So where other states, and we work up and down the entire East Coast, you don't even have to take an exam, become a roofing contractor.
What a surprise.
Here, you have to take an exam. You have to go through a financial qualification, credit checks, and, you know, very strong financials.
Dave, we got to take a break, but before we do, I want you to give the phone number out and go slow. We got those Philadelphia Eagle fans out there.
Go Birds! It's 888-440-7663.
Said that just because I knew you were a Philly boy.
And you also can visit us on our website at www.biscayneroofing.com. You can see all the services that we provide and some of the recent projects that we completed.
All right, we've got Dave here. He's my roofer of choice. We're going to stick with us after the break. We're going to come back with information you can use to secure your building and secure your rights right after this. Wanda, rock the house.